Not every university is created equal. State University System Chancellor Frank Brogan made that statement when he addressed the House's Higher Education Committee last week, and that same view held true Tuesday, as lawmakers heard from presidents at the universities of Central and South Florida in the first of two meetings scheduled during the day. Both schools played up their emphasis on STEM education by highlighting programs like medicine, nursing, and engineering. However, they also contradicted earlier testimony on tuition rates, breaking ranks from Florida State and the University of Florida, which supported market-rate tuition for STEM programs. University of Central Florida President John Hitt says he's not sure about establishing higher tuition price for STEM degrees. He worries about pricing out some students with the talent, but not the funding, from being able to enter those programs.
I'd hate to think that some bright young woman or man came in and, out of concern over what the family could afford, picked a discipline that was cheaper but not right for them or for society.
The difference in position was noted by House Education Committee Chairman Representative Bill Proctor.
Which gets you back to STEM and pricing it at a market rate, which some people say wouldn't affect enrollment at all, and others say it would affect enrollment.
University of South Florida President Judy Genshaft holds a similar view on the market rate tuition idea. She says the issue of program costs is tricky and sensitive and is different for each school depending on the students it serves.
As long as we can care for the students that are Pell recipients, I don't want to see students that have less of an income not be able to enter a field that they're talented in.
Genshaft says she can see a tuition increase, but not so much that financial aid won't cover it. Governor Rick Scott and other legislative leaders want the state's higher education institutions to produce more graduates in STEM programs. They say that's where the jobs are. But Representative Proctor, whose committee is in charge of drafting either recommendations or legislation, questioned whether the increased STEM production is actually needed.
In your opinion, are the appropriate job openings there, or do we actually have a shortage of graduates, or are we operating on the basis if we produce them, industry and business will come? What position are we in?
That question went to UCF President John Hitt, who said the state has to be targeted in its approach to STEM.
To what extent do we adopt a supply-side approach on this? You know, I would say that works, but within limits. These are expensive degrees to produce, and you don't want to just be producing them so they can go to North Carolina or Georgia or California and work for employers there.
Right now, the state is graduating doctors but doesn't have enough hospital training places to put them in. As a result, many Florida-trained physicians leave to practice elsewhere and take their jobs with them. The committee continued its conversation on higher education reform and STEM degrees in a second session with university representatives from Florida A&M, Florida International, and Florida Atlantic universities in an ongoing conversation about potential changes to the state's college and university system. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.